that tool is a tool that we describe at, that we call stay listening. And the method is just when your child is having sort of off-track behavior or they're having a lot of feelings, they come home, they've had a really rough day at school, and they slam their book bag down and say, get away from me, or if they've just gotten hurt on the playground, they fell and hurt their knee, instead of saying, oh, it's okay, and getting them to stop crying, we actually want them to cry. We want them to have those tears. We want them to have that tantrum so that it comes out so they can get back to fresher thinking, so they can get back to the business of playing and learning and growing. And the way that we do that is just when you see that behavior happening or some big upset trying to come out, you just, by your presence of getting in close with your child, moving down to their level, you know, making some physical contact, either scooping them on your lap or holding their hand or whatever it is that allows them to feel your closeness enough for the feelings to come out, that's what you do. And you let those feelings come until they subside. And oftentimes what happens when you do stay listening is that the feelings actually amp up first, because when they notice your presence and they notice you being real attentive to them, it might be that their feelings get bigger and stronger first because they've been waiting. You know, Todd was talking about his daughter, you know, holding in her feelings throughout the day at school. You know, a lot of times our kids have to do that until they have someone like us or somebody close enough to unload to. And so that's what we're trying to do, is provide a space where our children can really unload those feelings, because those feelings getting clogged up in there is what makes it hard for them to be relaxed, flexible thinking people. And so we're trying to provide an avenue where they can get that stuff out. And as a result, what you get is children that are more empathetic because they have been listened to in an empathetic, thoughtful, patient manner. They're able to then do that with others. So you do have boys and girls that are thoughtful and patient and compassionate. I was telling Todd a story of, you know, my son was at a, had a sleepover at his house a week or so ago, and one of the boys got really hurt. And, you know, they're 11-year-old boys, and they were trying to just move along with it. And I kind of heard the tail end of the hurting, and I came in, and I saw my son sitting next to this boy, holding his hand, looking in his eyes, saying, are you okay, man? Are you okay? And the other kids were kind of like, oh, he's okay, he's okay. And my son, like, put up his hand to say, no, wait a minute, he's not okay. And he just sat there with him and listened while this boy cried, you know. And he just held his hand, and he listened, and the boy cried, and I was there rubbing his head. And my son just sat there making eye contact with him and listening to him as he unloaded the tears. And the even cooler thing that happened was, I don't know if that's why, but what I did see was throughout the night, the other boys kept asking this boy, are you okay? Now, are you all right? They kept checking in with him throughout the night. And I think that that's one of the things that happens when we model and give that kind of empathy to our kids, you know, whether it's boys or girls, that it provides them another way of being. And, it's a wonderful thing.